At 42 years of age, composer and trumpet player Wynton Marsalis is one of the most accomplished and acclaimed artists in jazz. Marsalis also has been an international ambassador of jazz, encouraging musicians around the world to take up jazz. But his latest album pays tribute to something closer to home, a time of day Marsalis calls the magic hour.
It's the hour before kids go to bed, and it's the hour for the parents after they go.
Magic Hour also is the name of his new CD. Marsalis says it's a mixture of musical styles and rhythms that recreates the drama that unfolds every night as parents try to get their children to go to sleep.
And they know they get ready to go to bed, it's like they go crazy. Then you have to put the blues on them to calm them down, and that's the blues section. And then when you calm them down, you can get into a groove. That's the Afro-Hispanic groove. And then after you get into the groove, you read them the little bedtime story. Everything calms down, and then they go ahead and go to sleep. That's what has magic.
You start off with Feeling of Jazz. Really sets the tone, the mood for the whole album.
Right. And it's just the words say what it is. It's just a celebration of jazz's ability to transform your life and your feeling. I was fortunate to have Diane Reeves sing this song. I wrote it with her in mind.
Trading phrases with her in there, and she sings a line that goes, "Swung from way down low," and you hit a note that I didn't think you could hit on a trumpet.
All right, that's because she sang those notes up an octave from where they're written, you know. So instead of go way down low, she went way down low, and when I heard her go up high, and I said, "Well, let me go down low."
Swung from way down low.
Big Fat Hen has a real New Orleans sound to it.
Right, that's a combination of New Orleans beat and samba, because the samba beat is ding, 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 the New Orleans beat doom, go, doom, doom, go, tucka. So I put the kind of those two together.
Loved Sophie Rose, Rosalie, a very sentimental sound, sweet, maybe even melancholy.
Right. Kids, they have an exclusive copyright on a certain type of real nitpicking cruelty. A person will be the person that's out and they get teased and called names and picked on. Well, this is about the type of girl in your class who had those real thick Coke bottle type glasses, and everybody would tease them and mess with them, but they're really, really very sweet. That's what that's about.
Free to Be, that's a jumping number. You carry it for several minutes, and then everyone takes a solo.
Right. That song, even though it's very simple in design, it combines a lot of things. Like, it has the sound of American fiddle music in it. It has a nursery rhyme in the middle, beep, 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 going down in half steps. So this song allows us to play anything from march rhythms to fiddle tunes to the blues that you can go in many directions with.
Skipping, the rhythm section drives that.
Right, it starts and it stops. bum bum bum. And I use a three-note theme a lot because kids like three. Something about three, like dum bum 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 bum. 1, 2, 3. And all of these nursery rhymes always have three in them. That's why I have a lot of titles like Me and You, Big Fat Hen, Free to Be. Just three words and three-note themes.
What motivates an artist recognized as the best in his field and has 9 Grammys, 3 gold records, and a Pulitzer Prize?
Well, you know, the art of, and playing and all that comes from very basic impulses. It's really like when you were a kid and you worked on a poem or you had a play that you worked on or your science project, just the enthusiasm you get about making something and making a thing be real that was imaginary. It's really something that we don't take for granted.
You're at an interesting time. I mean, you've got 40-something records now, and yet you're still a young man. You may not have reached your peak yet.
Oh, I hope not. I tease my sons all the time. I want to reach my peak when I'm on that cooling board.
Trumpeter and composer Wynton Marsalis. His newest CD is called The Magic Hour. Excerpts from the CD are at npr.org.